This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is the end of the month show called the Conversations with Carol Show. What that means is that I really don't have any specific topic that I'm going to be covering on the show today, nor a guest. But what I'm going to be doing is focusing on updating you on the energy changes that are occurring. They're always in a dynamic state of evolution and change, and our job as humans is to keep and kind of that on top of our mind and catch up with it and utilize it and harness it to move us in the direction we want. So I'm going to be talking about that. And then also, because it is a Conversations with Carol show, I'm going to be taking your calls and answering your questions and sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. Now, the questions that you have for me really don't have to be medically inclined. I can certainly do that. But also, we can talk about the energy, maybe decisions that you're making in your life, relationships. There's a lot of things that intuition, even though I'm considered a medical intuitive, really isn't focused just on the medical intuition. So we can talk about the topic of today's show, the energy, whatever it may be. So I hope that you will give me a call at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, and then also international callers, which Canadian callers fall into. But what I want you to do, please, is your international callers, dial your international calling code, and then 877-230-3062. I'd also like to invite you to join me for a four-part webinar series that I'm going to be starting on June 18th, Tuesday. It's going to run for four consecutive weeks, June 18th, 25th, and then also July 2nd and 9th. And the topic of that four-part webinar series is Understanding and Healing Pain. And what I'm going to be doing is really sharing some of the neuroscience that we know behind pain, and specifically around chronic pain, because what we've learned in looking at chronic pain is it's really a disease of the central nervous system. And as we start shifting our perception of what pain is, then we can start to realize and realize why we have it, why it tends to repeat itself, because pain is triggers the fear. Fear triggers a chemistry change in the body. So if we start to look at pain from the dynamics of the human body and how it literally creates a change and how it creates in chronic pain this disease of the central nervous system and look at the psychological parts of it, then what we can do is we can recognize that in order for us to truly heal pain or even manage it, let's go there first, or healing it, that what we have to do is we have to create an interference in the brain that is going to stop the brain from fixating on the pain, because we know now that when the human body is in pain for 60 minutes consecutively, the brain starts adapting and accepting pain as being the norm, and when you're out of pain, as being abnormal. So your brain literally is looking for those little kind of telltale moves that, oops, I shouldn't have done that, or whatever it is, and then it perpetuates the pain cycle. So looking at pain is really very, very different. And what I'm talking about is not necessarily in this webinar the acute pain that we have from surgery or injury, because when we have that, what do? We take painkillers, we take either medication or over-the-counter, and we break that 60-minute cycle. When we're in chronic pain and it continues, then what the brain does accepts it, then we learn to adapt our life around the pain and our world starts to shrink, which creates psychological things. So you can see that when we're in this four-part webinar, it's really going to give a holistic picture of pain. In lesson class one, what I'm going to be doing is talking about pain defined and why treating it is so important. And treating it can be a variety of ways to do it. I'm going to be talking about that. And then lesson two, I'm going to be talking about the physical component of pain, how the body actually sends pain messages, how the brain reads pain messages. And then in class three, I'm going to be talking about the emotional component of pain, and I'm going to talk about the anger-pain connection, depression-pain connection, trauma-pain connection, loneliness-pain connection, because as your world shrinks because of the activities become limited, loneliness sets in, and loneliness actually creates a psychological change that affects the hormones of the body and then also can impact the pain and support it to actually continue to linger. And then in lesson four, what I'm going to be doing is talking about healing the hurt of pain and how to use some of the new brain research that we have of neuroplasticity and neurogenesis. And then also Stanford University in California and their School of Complementary Medicine has some tremendous research findings in using crystals and magnets. Yes, that is Stanford University that you heard me say that is looking at ways of using crystals and magnets, alternative therapies. And so that's what the four-week course, Understanding Pain, is going to involve. And if you do decide to sign up for it, then on the last class, each class you'll receive a workbook. You'll actually get a 42-page printout of the holistic look at chronic pain. Now, if you sign up before June 17th, before the class begins on the 18th, we have an early bird special. It's only $79. If you're unable to make it, you'll be receiving a download every week on the class so you can listen to it at your own leisure. And then if you aren't able to make it, then the class will be offered on an on-demand basis for $99 following the class. So anyway, I hope that you'll at least go to my website and look at it. My website is www.ritberger.com. Just go to the home page. You'll see a banner at the top of the page with a moving slide. Click on Understanding and Healing Pain. You can gather more information, and you can register right online. So if you've been living with pain and, you know, not sure where to go, and you're beginning to get those feelings of hopelessness and feeling of isolation, then I hope that you'll really seriously consider joining me for this webinar and be able to step into the world of pain with me and get a completely different perception. So again, you can register online at www.ritberger.com. Well, I always like to start the Conversations with Carol show talking about the energy and where the energy is right now, because in reality, we're energy beings first and then physical beings second. And what happens energetically impacts the physical body. And when we start to see ourselves that way, we start to recognize that we aren't limited by the physical body and the thinking and the limitations and conditioning and all the things that we carry in that psychological baggage that we have based on how we were trained or loved or taught or conditioned, whatever it may be. And we see ourselves as an energy being, then we start to realize that, in fact, we are not limited by our thinking. That if we can change our thinking even one little bit, it doesn't even have to be a big change of thinking, but one little bit, that it frees us up energetically to be able to attract what we desire. So the energy right now, we came out of a pause. That's what it's called, and that's what I refer to it. And the pause are those places that each of us feel individually and collectively that allows us to just take a deep breath, step back from maybe the momentum, the craziness of our lives, the busyness of our lives, and really step back and take a deep breath and recharge our batteries energetically. In that point in time, then what we like to do, then what we do is we start to look at the parts of our lives, believe it or not, that are first working, even though the mind seems like it's only focusing on what's not working. We look at our lives and what's working, and then we move into what's not working. So the pause gives us a time to really be contemplative, reflective, to look at our life, to look at the things that we appreciate, the things that we enjoy, the things that we are doing to move forward, the progress that we've made, and then the mind starts to come in and says, oh, you haven't gone far enough. You're not doing the right thing. You're repeating old patterns. You need to dig your heels in, you know, pick yourself up by the bootstraps, make these changes. But the way that the brain looks at change is it doesn't look at change in the detail. It looks at change in the big picture. So the energy right now as we've come out of this pause has also increased in frequency. That's what the year of 2013, the Year of the Soul, is all about. Things are moving very, very quickly. We hear this all the time when we say to ourselves or hear somebody say, oh my gosh, where did this day go? Or I was talking to someone yesterday in a reading, and they said, Carol, can you believe it? The first half of 2013 is already gone. So in this momentum, in order for us to move ourselves forward into this enlightenment, this freeing ourselves from fear-based consciousness, this momentum is pulling us along. And if we don't have these pauses to stop and recognize where we are and kind of tweak the process and look at the options, then when the momentum kicks in as it is now, all we do is continue to repeat old patterns, old thinking, live old limitations, allow the habits of our conditioning to continue to influence us. We get disappointed. We feel like we're trying, we're doing the right thing, but then what happens is that it seems like we don't really get there, or when we do, it's not exactly what we wanted. So the energy right now that we're in, that actually started around the 1st of May, picked up momentum mid-May of 2013, and will continue until late September, is all about clarity. And if you don't have clarity in the direction that you choose to go, even if it's on a daily basis, you're better off not doing anything, meaning give yourself the space and time to have a pause that day, than rather than continuing to perpetuate what's going on. Right now, the energy is in the details. And I keep hearing people say, you know, I got the big picture, Carol, and I know what that's going to be, and I know that it's going to manifest, and I know that I'm going to attract what I need. But when we go in and we start looking at what we're manifesting, we have to go in and look at the little tiny components of that big picture. And in doing so, what we recognize is where we can really focus our energy, where we know that today we can move this forward one step in this direction instead of trying to do this big picture, this one direction and this one baby step, and we can get clarity on it. We can find the details of what we need to do. We know the steps of what we need to do. We execute, and then the next day we take this, yeah, maybe a new step, the same step. We go back, we execute, we execute, we execute, and we do this every day. I always go to the guides and I say to them, what am I supposed to be sharing today? And they said, the devil's in the details. And it's like, wow, that's kind of a strange term. But the reality of it is, in order to move you from who you have been conditioned to be, to move you into all of the potential you have within you, it's based on execution. And execution cannot fully move you into the direction unless you have the clarity of what you want that direction to look like. And if you do it every day, baby steps, look at the details, manage the steps that need to be taken, engage and execute those steps, every day your bigger picture will get closer to manifestation instead of continuing to be pushed away. Now, they shared a lot more information, and what we can do is I'm going to talk more about that information as I continue on. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to jump right in because, you know, it really is a Conversations with Carol show. And so let's go ahead and take Debbie from Salt Lake City, line one. Hi, Debbie.
Wow. You just described my family dynamics.
Oh, honey, I'll tell you, I'm going to jump right in with you because this year is all about relationships, and the relationships that are such a part of our conditioning is the dynamics of our family. And when I started getting these downloads, as you were hearing, it's like, oh my gosh, with you, as with me, sweetie, we're probably trying to eat that whole cow around our family,
yeah,
instead of looking at each one individually.
Well, I have a fear that I can never do anything right, and that attracts them blaming me for their own crap.
Gotcha. There I am. I am right there standing right next to you energetically.
And it's just making me shake. Mm.
Well, you know, what the year of 2013 has done for me, and the energy is around and the message is around looking at your life through the eyes of your soul. So when a dynamics within a family member comes up, and like you say so eloquently, it's the same old crap, which we all experience, I step back and I go, soul, how do you see this? And my soul said to me, predictable. And then it's like, oh my gosh, it really is. So no matter what I do, no matter what I say, no matter how much I try to change or try to help or try to solve problems, you can relate to this, then what happens is I'm doing this, but they're not, because they're predictable in their behavior and they haven't made the decision to change or to look at things differently. So honestly, I realized when my soul said that to me, wow, Carol, you're kind of beating your head against a wall.
Yeah, I am. And the thing is that they think that I'm, and this is what I want to be sure about. I don't know. There might be a vibration or an idea with me because I'm trying to kick up my own stuff that when I get around them, if they start kicking up their stuff, they say I'm giving it to them.
Oh, yes. Blame, blame, blame. Absolutely. Now, one of the things I've learned in the work that I do is that when people blame someone else for where they are not in the energy at that moment. Doesn't mean completely, but they're not at that energy at that moment that they are willing to look at their own stuff to be able to look at their contribution to the dynamics.
And then they don't recognize it. I've been trying to tell family for a long time that I've been trying to prepare them that, well, the energy on the planet now is kicking up a lot of stuff, too.
Yes.
And they just keep telling me that it's me that's causing the problem. And I'm like, well, maybe you needed to cleanse some of that confusion. Maybe it's your fear.
Well, in reality, we're very similar. Like a lot of us as light workers on this earth, we do stir up a lot of things in other people.
Yeah. And so I have to stay away from them. I don't know what to do.
Now, I can tell you, based on what I have on my board, on my screen, of what we want to talk about ultimately with it, is, sweetie, what they're doing to you is they're undermining you to where you're eating at yourself, trying to figure out how to help, when honest to goodness, at the moment that you engage with them, they don't want the help, so they blame it on you. Then you go inside and kind of chew it around, mull it around, look at it differently. What can you do? You know that you're not crazy. You know all these different things. In my world, that's digestive issues.
And that goes into my small intestine.
It does, sweetie, because the small intestine is second chakra. And second chakra is what I call the human emotion chakra.
And all my relationships.
Absolutely. Your relationships with other people. All of the negative charges that we have in our interaction with other people that have caused us to, you know, our self-worth to become maybe wounded or our self-esteem.
Yeah, because I'm the weird, crazy one.
You know, me too. And I'm going to tell you, I bet you all my listeners are in there going, me too. So
we can all play together.
Yes. The reality of it is that second chakra emotion, the worry, the guilt, the questioning that we have around, you know, what are we doing? What can we change? That eating in ourselves, that small intestine issues, it's celiac disease, it's candida, it can be diverticulitis in my world. And
my mom has that.
So what it is that if we have that going on and we're eating at ourselves, then we're changing the chemistry. We're unhappy with ourselves. We're acidic. And when we're acidic, it changes the dynamics of the
I've been eating sugar because I've been craving it. It's almost like I never used to eat sugar, but it's grounding to me for some reason now. I don't know. I can't think. It's like I just crave sugar or I just want to eat all the time. I'm not absorbing my food or something. I don't know.
Right. Well, let's look at that multiple ways, and I'm going to put it into your physical body. The craving of sugar, from a psychological standpoint, is that there's something missing as far as the sweetness in life. And what I mean is it has to do with passion, but it doesn't have to be the big passion. It's just we're missing something that motivates us to get up out of bed in the morning and feel motivated to engage in the day and to take the steps. So there's something that has been taken away from you that's you're losing that. So that's one of the psychological component of sugar. The other thing is, sweetie, is what you've got going on in your small intestine with the celiac disease, and yes, you do have it, and the celiac disease, then what is happening is you are not absorbing the food that you need. You are not getting the glucose from it, and your cells, the mitochondria, the energy-burning part of the cells, they're hungry. They're saying, feed me, I need energy, I need glucose, and that's what they get the energy from.
Yeah, because when I have to do a project on the computer or something, I feel like I just want to eat.
Well, exactly. And so what you can do is when you get on the computer, then look at the activities on the computer. Are you doing what you're obligated to do? Or are you
doing
what
you want to do? No, I quit doing that. I stopped doing family projects and said I have to have time for myself this year.
Good. So what we want to do is, and I would encourage you to work with a certified nutritionist. You might want to work with a homeopathic doctor. And again, I talked a lot today about the baby steps. In celiac disease, the first thing you want to do is you want to take away simple carbohydrates. You want to take away the things that spike your glycemic index. And that has to do with the carbohydrates, which your body is craving because it needs the energy.
I went off wheat and rice because it was tearing up my throat, too. I couldn't even hardly get through work for years because my throat is so bad.
Well, and you've had this for a long time. It just kind of wanes, and then it flares up, and then it wanes, and then it flares up. So in looking at working with the celiac disease, and specifically gluten, while, you know, the first prognosis of anybody is, okay, we're getting you off of gluten. Well, they've got to look at the other dynamics, sweetie. We've got to look at the thyroid being low, where your metabolism is naturally on a sluggish side. We've got to look at your body not being starved to death. How can we slowly transition it to a diet that is healthy for you, but not doing it where it's so severe? Because if we do, then psychologically we're adding to that loss of sweetness of life, and now the emotional part will override the needs of the physical body.
Well, I think I might even be allergic to rice, so the gluten-free diet doesn't even work for me, because I think I might be allergic to rice and potatoes, and I don't even know if the almonds that I were eating were causing a problem. So I haven't ate almonds for a week because I would just eat like two handfuls of blanched almonds because I didn't feel full. I just get so hungry.
Right. Well, and I think that's why if you work with a certified nutritionist that would help, and in fact kind of give you a sneak preview.
Can you tell if I have a reaction to almonds?
You do not have a reaction to almonds.
Right.
So let me kind of clarify, because that's counterintuitive to what you know. I can feel it. Almonds itself is not a problem. It's just that your body is so hypersensitive right now that your digestive system and immune system are reading things as being allergens when, in fact, they may not be that.
That's
what the allergy is.
Hyperprotective or something.
Exactly. Now, with the potatoes, that spikes your glycemic index. That is, even though it's not the gluten-intolerant diet, remember that celiac disease is really tied to glycemic index. It's tied to glucose, and it's tied to insulin. And if we eat simple carbohydrates, which a white potato is, white rice is, it spikes your glycemic index, which changes the chemistry of the small intestine, which if someone has celiac disease, then in fact it creates kind of a hypervigilant allergic reaction, and then we put it all on gluten.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So with the sensitivity, whether we want to call it celiac, you can decide, sweetie. Let's, you know, if that becomes like, oh my gosh, that's so big.
Well, the little bill, when I got my endoscopy, colonoscopy, he said something about the little villi, something in my intestines worn down.
Yes.
And I thought maybe almonds was scrubbing them off or something.
Well, what almonds could very well be doing is just kind of scraping the area and causing it to feel inflamed, uh-huh. which can cause the immune system to read it as a problem. And then your brain says, oh, well, I can't eat almonds. So it may be that at this point in time, because I'm not picking up that you have an almond allergy, and I'm not
is
picking
it just
up
because they don't digest and they're exactly. they're like scratchy, they're
exactly.
hard.
And in those little tiny, you know, if you think of the small intestine like a rubber hose that's been out in the sun and has all those bubbles that kind of pop up on it,
uh-huh.
all those bubbles, if you're not digesting things properly or breaking them down enough in the upper digestive system in the stomach, and then they go down into the small intestine with a semi-solid particle, and they get caught up in those nooks and crannies.
Oh, that's probably what, that's what I'm worried about, that it's not, they're not digesting, they're going through whole.
Exactly. So what we do is we say, okay, that your digestive, your small intestine is just a little unhappy right now. We're not going to put a whole bunch of labels to it. It's unhappy right now. Right now, the best thing that you can do is to avoid simple carbohydrates, avoid foods that don't break down easily, such as almonds or nuts, whatever it may be, or white rice with the way that it's processed, all of those things. And let's get you on, and we're going to do baby steps. Let's get you on a five-day process where you eat things that makes your intestines feel good. If you eat something that doesn't mean that it's the rest of your life. Just cross it off the list and try something else.
I've got down to hardly doing anything. I will have, like, steamed vegetables. Like, I will eat steamed asparagus, which, boy, totally kicks out, like, a different type of smell in my urine when I
yeah,
eat.
Yeah, it does. It's just natural for everybody.
Oh, okay. And sweet potatoes, I'm just so tired of the same old stuff.
Yeah.
Then I went back to eating milk products because I just didn't feel like I was getting the protein. So I went back to eating yogurt, and I just crave it.
Yes. Well, you will because of the bacteria that's in yogurt.
Oh, okay.
And the way that it digests, it's like cooling. It's like taking and cooling down that gut. And I started to say to you, sweetie, on June 19th of this year, I'm going to have Samantha Grant, a certified nutritionist, on, and we're going to be talking about gluten, celiac disease. We're going to be talking about the things. So if you're available, join us for that show, and if not, it'll be in my archives. But
right.
Samantha has a real good common sense approach to how to help that small intestine remain healthy.
Oh, thank
and I think
you.
You'll really like that show.
All right, I wrote it down. I will put that on my calendar.
Good. Okay, so baby
thank
steps.
You.
And the yogurt, stay with it. It really works well for you. Avoid the things that you know right now are causing the irritation. Every day, eat what you can. If it doesn't, put it on a list. You don't mean the rest of your life. Let's do this one little process at a time. And right now, it feels like we just need to get that small intestine to heal.
Oh, I have one really quick, important question.
Yeah.
Yesterday, like, I'm at work, and I'm feeling emotions come up. My mom said, when your brother talks to you, I think he gets confused. Well, then yesterday, I felt confusion come up all day. Am I feeling his confusion? Am I feeling my confusion mixed with his confusion? It's like it's coming up for cleansing. I don't understand.
No, you're very right. You're very empathic. You're a light worker. You're very empathic. You're picking up on your energy, his energy. You're picking up group energy that's in the field, and you're picking up, it's kind of like you're an energetic dust bunny.
It gets very big, and then I think, oh, am I picking up the confusion in the whole freaking family?
Well, actually, how about the whole freaking universe, honey, as far as group consciousness?
Oh.
So a thought, on my website, I have an audio download called The Science and Art of Being Empathic. And it's a 90-minute download. You might want to go. I think I've got to try before you buy. You might want to listen to that. That will help explain who you are, and it'll also help you differentiate your confusion from your family's.
You know, I bought that, Carol. I'll go
good.
Get it. I bought it.
Go. Excuse me, sweet. Go back and listen to it, darling.
Okay. I will do that again. Thank you. I'm not paying attention, apparently.
No, yes, you are. You're doing just fine. sometimes, like me, we just need these reminders, darling. I was your reminder, and you were mine today. So anyway, thank you so much,
thank
Debbie.
You.
I look forward to, you know, kind of meeting you in the ethers and touching you energetically. You know, we do feel like this is kind of a lonely job, and that's how we come together. So light and love, sweetie. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right. What I'd like to do is take a quick commercial break. I'll be right back to talk more about the energy. But really what I want to do is I want to take your calls. So I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now. Toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate our shows on iTunes? Yep, you can share your thoughts about the topics, the hosts, and the special guests. You can also leave a suggestion. Then, when you're done, rate the show. The hosts love your feedback, and others appreciate it. So next time you download a show, take a second to leave your thoughts and rate it.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever. Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
We all have amazing talents and knowledge that should be shared with the world. Become a host on Contact Talk Radio and help spread your insight and wisdom. Help others grow as you grow your business and reach a level of connection far greater than you could reach on your own. Take the first step and learn more by visiting ContactTalkRadio.com or contact Cameron at 425-221-3646. Continue to spread the word about the importance of conscious living.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back, and thank you for joining me today. It is the Conversations with Carol show. If you were wondering if that commercial break was a little bit longer, it was. I was taking one of those pauses, you know, love live radio and everything. So anyway, but it is a Conversations with Carol show, and I'm really looking forward to continuing to take your calls and talk about the energy of what's going on and just sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. I also wanted to let you know that I just posted on my website my four-part course that I ran, a webinar that I ran not too long ago on the light of the body. In this particular course, I talk a lot about the light of the body and the chakras and the physical aspect of the light body, and then how to use it as a diagnostics tool to be able to figure out what's going on energetically as that energetic predisposition of disharmony or confusion or blockage, congestion, or so forth can actually impact the physical body. So if you would like more information, there is a Try Before You Buy feature on the Lie of the Body. Just go to my website, www.reitberger.com, and click on the moving slide that says Light of the Body Download, and then what you can do is you can listen to it, and if it's something you're interested in, it is a very, very informative webinar. There's actually four parts to it as well, 90 minutes each part. So we really take an in-depth look at energy itself. What I want to do is let's jump down and let's take Anna, line three. Hi, Anna, sweetie.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Well, I'm good, honey. Good to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you. I was calling at the urging of my daughter. you know, I have this blocked energy in my hip, my right hip. And so I went to see my medical intuitive here that I've been working with for probably about 9 years or so. And what she did was she put me on a megazyme major dose, like 10 pills a day for 4 days, because she said that that would help unblock some of the energy. I'm at about 90% now, and I'm not. And I found that your program is perfect today because it allowed me to take a lot of rest.
Mm-hmm.
Get a lot of rest and to pause.
And in doing that, see, in my world, Anna, the right side of the body is that physical part of the body, and it's the part of us that we use to step into the external world. So the right side of the body is our external interaction with the world. The left side of the body is the internal interaction with the world from our soul's perspective.
Okay.
And if we tend to put ourselves out there, which is very favorable, but we put ourselves out there at our own expense, meaning using our physical reserves or putting too much pressure on the body or feeling like we need to carry the weight of the world on our shoulder or that sense of responsibility on our back, there's a lot of metaphors in my world, then what it does is it will actually impact the right side of the body because it's related to the activities externally and the demands associated with the interaction with other people.
Okay.
The pause allows us to go inside, go to that left side, and to be able to look at things from an introspective standpoint. And the mechanics of the physical body is anytime anything on the right side is not functioning the way that it's designed, the left side will automatically, instinctively, accommodate and adjust by either adjusting its muscle pull on the spine or the hip, or if we're out of balance where one leg is actually shorter due to muscle tension, then what will happen is the left leg will carry a lot of the weight. We can start getting symptomology there. And what is happening with you touching you energetically, where this starts energetically, what you're experiencing in the hip is starting in your shoulders.
Okay.
It's starting up in that cervical plexus, which is just about an inch and a half below where the neck and the shoulders come together.
Yes.
And you, if you look at it, you don't have the range of motion that you do there. Your muscles are tight. They feel to me like they're kind of locking down. And when that occurs, it's like a chain reaction that goes all the way down into the sacrum, into that pelvic girdle, sacroiliac joint, and things tighten. Then the ankles tighten because it's trying to hold us and protect us. Now we don't have the flexibility, the fluidity that we need to move forward.
Okay.
And one of the things that you might do in working, if you, you know, go back and work with the medical intuitive, is to ask her to unlock, to offer you some insight or to go in and work with you energetically to unlock what has to do with you stepping forward in expressing who you really are from a spiritual standpoint. I know you. I know you're a beautiful spiritual being, but there's something, it's kind of like there's a little block. I can feel the door open and cracked. You've done a lot of work, but it's like trying to figure out how do I step into this physical world and allow me to really be me and to allow me to express what I truly came here to do.
Okay.
And my sense is that in her skills that she can tie this to a past life.
Okay.
And what it is, it's an old injury that you sustained in the life previous to this one. You were in female body. Previous in this one, where you stood up kind of like a Joan of Arc to fight for what you believed in, to bring people to rally around you. But you're very passionate, Anna, in what you believe in. And my sense is that we have this old memory that's being triggered, and that is from a psychological and an energetic standpoint that is causing the chi to not run from the crown of the head down through the trunk of the body, out through the legs, out through the feet, and to form your root, your grounding trunk.
Okay.
And that's what we have.
Okay. That makes sense because, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you're just, sweet, you're just on the kind of verge of stepping into, it feels to me, it's like you're stepping into your real potential.
Okay.
But there's something that is lingering that is, it's not holding you back, it's just asking you to be mindful, to be not cautious, but not to just take that leap of faith. It's kind of like the message today, take those little baby steps to get you where you're looking to go.
Yeah, and she described it as being working smarter.
Absolutely.
You know, working smarter, and actually somebody yesterday, because this is around a big environmental project I'm doing, somebody yesterday said, well, aren't you going, you're just going to let it go? Aren't you going to fight? And I said, you know, life is too short. I'm going to work smarter, and I'm going to focus on the things that are, you know, just more positive and more progressive. And I really got that this last week, that I didn't need to keep fighting everything. I'm always advocating and doing, you know, amazing work in the works that I do, but I needed to work smarter. I needed to pay attention to my intuition.
Exactly. And that's what this energy is about right now, and 2013 is about, and this movement that we're in. When I say that the focus is on the details, those
right.
details don't have to be, you know, the nuts and bolts, the I's, the T's that we cross and dot and everything else on. It's bringing your intuition in and gaining, allowing it to gain, give you the clarity to know what I's to dot, what T's to cross, and what step to take today.
Okay.
And then the other thing is instead of with working smarter, is your focus is on the big picture. That's the gift of who you are.
Right.
If you step away from the big picture, it's still there. It's not going to go anywhere. And
okay.
you step back and you look at today what needs to be done to get to that big picture, and you focus your energy with clarity there. Oh, honey, the momentum that we're in right now is going to manifest that so much more quickly without as much effort, without having to put yourself out there. That's the metaphor of the right hip, the right knee, the right ankle. Putting yourself out there, kind of like Joan of Arc, where you're just constantly trying to slay whoever's coming at you.
Oh, okay. We described it as the David and Goliath story, so this is interesting. Okay.
Absolutely, and that's probably part of the past life energy that I was picking up in that metaphor from where you were before. I mean, you've always been a woman before your time, and you were in the previous lifetime, and, you know, we're a lot further along than we were in the other lifetime that you were in, but the thing is that we still, in those memories, in our process that we bring forward, in the passion that we have for it, sometimes we just kind of step out, and then, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I just got hit by a truck. What just happened?
Yeah, and that's what she said. She said, well, Anna, you went to hell and back.
Yeah.
So deal with that one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Well, very good. And that's one of the reasons, too, with the 90% that you're better, is because things are beginning to fall into alignment for you, so you're not having to push as hard as you were. So there's a lot of psychological, energetic, and physical things that you're doing.
Okay, yeah. I think what I'll do is go back to her and get another neurotransmitter tweak.
Perfect. She's very,
thank
very...
Thank you so much.
She's very skilled. She's very, she taps into a lot of different energies to get you where you want to go. And so absolutely connect with her and use her skills, so, you know, because she's good. Very good.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. Bless you.
You are welcome.
Bye-bye, my dear.
Okay, light and love to you. Let's go ahead and let's take Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Carol.
How are you, sweet?
I'm good. It's been a long time.
Yes, you are, and yes, it has been.
Yeah.
So,
how can I help
you?
Well, it's been about 3 years since I've talked to you. And last time we talked, we were on our way moving to Colorado. We're now here. And we talked a little bit about education, and I jumped into education and successfully got through my undergrad and got accepted into the master's program for marriage and family therapy.
Very good.
Yeah, and I'm a year in. And I guess I just wanted to chat a little bit about it. I have 2 years left, and I'm really feeling like bereavement work and hospice work might be my path. And I was just wondering if you could enlighten me at all on that. I'm not sure why I feel that way, but and I'm also considering, I think that this happened on purpose to push me in the direction I needed to go, this move.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling like when I'm done, I really want to move back to Minnesota and do my work there.
Absolutely.
And just wanting to know what you felt about that.
Absolutely. Yes, on both. So the hospice work, when you had talked about that, there's the natural tendency for hospice in our thinking is to deal with people who are ready to leave the earth plane and her going are going through those final steps of closure before they go back into life.
Right.
If I may please expand that and plant a seed within you. Every time a habit is being released to be let go or to die, the same premise of hospice is applicable there as it is with a body actually transitioning.
Okay.
Every conditioned response we have that has been a long part of who we are that has driven us and it starts to fade away, there is an element of death and energy and work that needs to be done. So if you look at hospice and look at it as a bigger picture, sweetie, with your education, what you will do is you will look at how to assist those who are ready to change, whether that's transitioning to light or whether to change just the way they behave or their actions, and put together a formula, a protocol, sweetie, that's yours, that can help people do that, whether you work with the dying or you work with those who are ready for change. The process is still the same.
Okay.
And you will gift on both levels your gift of compassion and your inner wisdom to be able to help people move in a more effortless way from the humanness in the brain that wants to hang on to life and memory and everything else. You'll make the transition much smoother for those who are actually going to go into light, but you will also, and the reason you'll do that is because you're going to help them at that psychological release level versus just the physical level of the transition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to open up a lot of different doors for you. And then the other thing is that you have a wonderful teacher within you. And with having this education and everything, then what you may want to do is you may want to look at becoming a teacher of how to work with hospice from a psychological standpoint versus just the physical part of it.
Okay.
And yes, you're going to go home.
I keep filling the poll, and yes. So I just want to confirm that Minnesota's the place.
Yes. Yes. That is the place to go home because, honestly, Minnesota is a wonderful place, but Minnesota with the weather, with everything else, I mean, the people are phenomenal and resilient. But the reality of it is that they have a lot of things and challenges just with the weather that they can really benefit from what you've learned and what you want to share.
Okay.
So very good. Well, nice to talk to you, sweetie. Congratulations. Gold stars everywhere to you.
Thank you. Can I ask you one quick unrelated question?
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, sweet. I'm down. My producer just said, Carol, it's time for you to wrap it up. So, Jenny, thank you, my love. All of you, wonderful day, wonderful week. Enjoy the energy. Take those little baby steps. Light and love to you. And I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.